USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
FBI agents prevented a terrorist attack in Los Angeles last Friday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says U.S. military veteran Mark Domingo wanted retribution for attacks on mosques in New Zealand.
Fortunately, the IEDs that he planned to use weren't actual bombs. They were inert devices provided by the FBI that posed no danger to the public. They were delivered by a person Mr. Domingo thought was a Confederate, but who was in fact an undercover law enforcement officer.
Hanna says Domingo planned to set off explosives at several locations, Huntington Beach, the Port of Long Beach, and the Santa Monica Pier. He reportedly was targeting white nationalists, Jews, and churches. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, submitted his resignation letter to the White House Monday, effective May 11th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's first presidential campaign rally was held Monday at a union hall in Pittsburgh.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. Time to start rewarding work over wealth. Yes, the first step is to reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate these special tax breaks from the tax code that reward special interests.
Biden plans campaign stops in Iowa the next couple of days. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, is threatening to subpoena Attorney General William Barr if he doesn't show up for a scheduled hearing later this week. Nadler tells CNN he'll do all within his power to compel Barr to attend. Barr is sparring with a Democrat-led committee over the format of the planned questioning. A tourist helicopter crashed Monday in Kailua, a suburb of Honolulu, killing all three people on board. Witnesses say fire and helicopter parts rained down from the sky, just missing some motorists. Circumstances of the crash were unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service in Poway, part of the San Diego Jewish community, was remembered Monday as a loving, giving woman by her husband, friends, and members of her congregation, and also her daughter, Hannah Kay.
She knew Judaism went beyond the text, beyond the guidelines, beyond the synagogue. She knew Judaism was also about who you are as a person, how you treated others, how you respected and showed loving kindness to all people. My mother lived her life this way. Everyone was her sister. Everyone was her trusted confidant. Everyone was her friend.
Kay was standing in the lobby of the temple when she stepped between the rabbi and a man who fired several shots from what police described as a rifle. Her husband, Howard Kay, a doctor with Scripps Coastal Medical Center, Cedar Vista, told the congregation he performed CPR on his wife and that she died quickly. Treated as a hate crime, a 19-year-old faces a murder charge. A recent survey reveals 6 million U.S. parents have at least one child under 18 with their own credit card. John Clemens has more.
The survey conducted by CreditCards.com found 21% of the parents said their youngster used the plastic at least once without their permission. Despite that finding, Ted Rossman, an industry analyst with CreditCards.com, said he supports children having their own credit card.
We know that far too many people are left out of the credit system. FICO actually says 53 million Americans don't have enough data in their credit files to even generate a FICO score.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.